America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
B. Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. All right, left hand.
What you laughing at over there?
So I messed up, and now everybody's having fun with it. So Fortier is here. Sam Fortier covers the Commanders for Washington Post. I say it all the time. I've given up.
Well, you're from the area, so it's probably a little bit harder for you to get the.
Well, and there's no nickname for Commanders. Give me a way to shorten that, and I'll call them that. But saying Commanders every time sucks. So figure it out. I don't. We've got real football and games that matter and playoff talk, so I don't care about name talk. Like, I couldn't be further out on name talk, but I still say Skins, and I don't care who knows it. Anyway, here's where I messed up, though.
Tell me about it.
48 covers Washington for the Washington Post, obviously, right?
Okay.
And have you ever been in the Senior Bowl?
I have, yeah.
Did you play in it?
No.
Okay. If you've been in the Senior Bowl, it's in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, I've been twice.
Yeah, it's
with,
cool.
With the team, I cover the event. It's quite the thing.
It's a fun, very unique little thing.
It's a very small town.
Yeah, and there's this one real crappy dive bar called Veets. Veets?
Yeah, yeah.
So 48 is wearing a Veets t-shirt today, which is pretty funny. And very few people on the planet probably understand what that place is and why it's funny, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So when I saw that a couple hours ago, I took a picture of it. And it said, strong shirt, Sam. No. Here, so I'll show you. So this was my tweet like 2 hours ago.
All right, okay. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, my shirt.
All right. Then when Joe Witt was talking, I took a video of Joe Witt as he was talking.
Yeah.
But I accidentally attached this picture of 48 again in the Beats t-shirt.
Yeah.
And a couple of people like replied to me and called me out, and I just don't really care. But now 48 just retweeted it, and then Steinberg just retweeted it. So now this dumb
it's got some legs.
Wrong t-shirt thing is a little bit of a thing. So whatever. Again, don't care. Landfill, are you happy that I messed up and tweeted out the wrong picture?
I'm happy and not surprised.
Do you do that a lot?
No.
More than you'd like to.
I don't. Like the wrong picture like that? I don't think that happens that frequently, but I think I am often too distracted because I try to do too many things at once.
Yeah.
And
it was funny when I saw you writing the tweet because you were right here.
Yeah.
I was like, he might mess this up. I actually had that thought. Just because there's a lot going on. You're like, because you had to come back in, you had to sign off, you had to do this thing. So there's like a time thing on it. Yeah. I was like, I wonder if he messes that up a lot.
Now, I bet my a million things going on to messed up tweet ratio is actually pretty good.
Pretty good. But it's just you got so much going on.
Sometimes it happens.
The volume of the messed up tweets comes up just because you've got such statistically.
I think it's one of the few things I do quite well is be very distracted and yet still fire off tweets.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a short list.
In terms of skills.
Yeah, I'm a good parallel parker.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of car do you have? Is it a big car?
A 4Runner.
Okay, good, decent size.
Now, parallel parking is a skill that is on the decline throughout America.
Yeah.
And maybe that's something we need to address through political action. I don't know. But
write your congressman.
Yeah, I mean, write your congressman. Nobody parallel parks anymore because of the cameras, and half the cars do it themselves.
Yeah.
But people are really bad at it. I'm still good at it. You know what I'm very
I still get really anxious about parallel parking to this day.
Because in L.A., everything's valet.
Yeah, it is valet. I didn't have not a lot of cause for it, no doubt.
You know what I am very good at that most of the population is very bad at?
I have no idea.
I am very good at driving on circles. Like, I know when to yield, when to go, what lane to
like,
be in.
Like roundabouts.
Yes, roundabouts, okay, sure. Yeah. Very British of you.
Is that what they're called? You don't call them circles, do you?
I mean, in D.C., there's DuPont Circle, Westmoreland Circle.
But, like the construction item, it's not like, let me order a circle. No, it's like, let me order a roundabout.
If I'm
a city planner, I'm not like, let's put a circle in.
I mean, in New York, Columbus Circle. Landfill, what do you got on this?
Yeah,
what
do we got?
You're the chief BS officer.
Traffic circles.
Yeah, circles,
stop.
Dude.
Stop it. Stop it.
There are roundabouts in England.
No, there's roundabouts. That's what you call them.
You call them circles.
Hey, call into the show right now.
Yeah. That's fine. Jeff, do you have an opinion on this?
My name's Jeff.
Definitely circles.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I think that's just a D.C. thing, huh? D.C., Maryland, DMV.
Whole East Coast?
No, because I've been up in Boston. They call them roundabouts.
I don't know that you're right, man.
I think
in New York, they definitely have circles.
If this is true, and I'm totally wrong on this, I feel like I've been living in a simulation for the last 37 years.
So hold on. I've never heard them called roundabouts in D.C.
Well, that might be acknowledging that.
In Maryland, they are definitely called roundabouts.
Get out of here. That's what I'm talking about, Jeff.
Yeah, no,
Jeff, don't let him bully you.
When you take your driver's test and your driver's class in Maryland, they refer to them as roundabouts, bro.
I mean, I feel pretty good about it. I feel vindicated.
Literally, in D.C., it says circle on the signs.
It's DuPont Circle. Like, it's Westmoreland Circle. That's what they're called.
But if you go in the neighborhood, it's a roundabout. Yeah. Like, going to Maryland neighborhood, you'll see roundabout.
So they do have a bunch of those out in Loudoun.
Yeah.
Like the little planned neighborhoods have those little. Yeah. Maybe there's a difference between a roundabout and a circle. I don't have an answer. Bob Yaji has weighed in and says, in New England, they're called rotaries.
I have heard that.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a good correction because you do call them a rotary there too.
Who calls Google has a simple, who calls a roundabout a circle? This is taking us to Scotland. I don't think. Apparently, in the English West Midlands, people say island.
Really? I mean, hey, this is why people listen to this show for this type of deep content. And people watching the stream, I love watching the stream because you have to get in close to read it. So
hold on, dude.
Yo, and then also on roads.maryland.gov, it says traveling Maryland's roundabouts usage.
Dude, my guy.
Hold on.
Jeff, dude, just keep bringing the heat.
There's some serious irony to your argument.
Why? Irony? There's nothing ironic about it.
I'm about to give it to you. This is ironic that you are making the case that they're roundabouts, not circles.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like,
you know what one of the biggest circles in Washington is?
I don't know. Logan Circle.
Like, it actually is that.
Okay.
I don't know. Clearly, it's a regional thing. I would not have expected that. People on Twitter are telling me it's roundabouts. Roundabouts, according to Lord Tandoori on X, says.
That's his hand.
Like, roundabouts are more similar to squares, like McPherson Square, Farragut Square, that kind of thing. I don't know. Here's what I do know. We've
established we don't know. Neither one of us know a lot.
Clearly.
Jeff is the if we're returning to Jeff as the definitive source on roundabouts, it's probably not a good thing.
Shout out to Comandante Tequila. We've told him this repeatedly. Repeatedly, he doesn't care. So on the YouTube chat, there's like some financial function where you can pay money. And they keep giving $5 to wherever that money goes. That money does not come to me or Logan or Jeff or Landfill. I've repeatedly said.
It goes to 106.7, I think.
Give it to Jeff. Jeff, tell him your Cash App. you can Venmo me at JP Finley. What, you got a Venmo, Logan?
I'm not giving my Venmo out on here.
I think you should. You might get $5 for your next roundabout fine. Here's what we're going to do. It's time for Bleep You Thursday. Are you familiar with Bleep You Thursday?
No, I feel like I should be.
You're about to be.
Okay.
On Thursday, we come together. It doesn't matter race, religion, creed, sexual orientation. There are no boundaries.
You're making me laugh today.
There are no barriers here. The phone lines are open. Jeff, press the button, and everybody can call in and say what they're mad about. It could be something.
Oh God.
It could be something big. Someone has really wronged you. It could be something small and minute. It's your time. We come together in fellowship for Bleep You Thursday.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.